Friday, Friday, Friday. Hope you have a smile on your face, ladies and gentlemen, because it's Friday. It's also a day when we throw out a few questions, topics, and ask very simply, is this normal or is this nuts? So we're having some fun on a Friday. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon along with Steve Bakken.
Good morning, Scott, and good morning, everybody.
You decide who's normal and who's nuts out of this duo, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we ask you what's on your mind when you
I'm sure most people would say we're both nuts. But
there you go. I hope so. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. You honor us when that's in your speed dial so you can, boom, push that button and call us at a drop of a hat in a moment's notice and hop on that soapbox and tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. The website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, which leads you to Facebook and our Twitter account to follow us there. We have just one guest on the program today, an agronomist with the NDSU Extension Service. We're going to check in on how the crops are faring here as we get towards harvest season. Obviously, a late planting season for many and difficult conditions this year, and it's sort of a feast or famine. You're hearing some folks, wow, did it rebound great, and others saying, didn't turn out too well. So we just want to kind of go around the horn. And by the way, growers that are listening, feel free to weigh in and just give us the update. We're curious how things are going after an interesting growing year.
Seems like it's real hit and miss. You get little pockets of good stuff and pockets of too wet and pockets of too dry. And kind of an odd year weather-wise around the state.
North and east of Minot seems to be the trouble area. I was talking to Gene Nicholas on the Friday night, buddy of mine, he and his son Jay farm up at Candu, and they got about half their crop in, so not so good there. Potato farmers obviously got in way late because it was wet, and an early frost would be detrimental there. So there's other places, man. The corn it started late and it's just boom, towering, and tasseling and everything else. So anyway, we'll get a little expert update from NDSU Extension Service, but welcome. Reports from everyone. We've got a couple of normal or nuts topics to start with that are related to North Dakota. One is there's an impeachment rally that's planned for an overpass in Bismarck from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. A truck driver from Bismarck by the name of Joel Teisver, 47-year-old truck driver from Bismarck, says at least 100 people have committed to a peace rally that he is coordinating on the State Street Bridge over Interstate 94 from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Impeachment rally, normal or nuts, Steve?
Absolutely nuts. Now, normal to voice your opinion and freedom of speech, but anybody that is driving over that overpass or in that area during that rally, traffic-wise, is going to go, you people are nuts, because I guarantee traffic's going to get balled up. So just a little FYI, avoid that area traffic-wise if you're driving around Bismarck on Saturday.
So you think the idea of advocating for impeachment of President Obama is nuts?
Does it have any legs? Does it have any traction? No. Is it going to go anywhere? No. Is anything going to be done? No. You're spinning your wheels. People call for the impeachment of George Bush. People have called for the impeachment of Bill Clinton. People have called for the impeachment now of Obama. Is it going to go anywhere? Absolutely not. We've got a president for all intents and purposes. Does it seem like this is a lame duck president awfully early in his last term? It just seems like it's earlier this time than when you would put the lame duck moniker on a president. But I think that's what we have right now. Ride it out, and then let's move on.
Well, by the way, I think I'm not going to call this nuts at all, and I'm actually glad to see people, a pulse. I think our greatest detriment to this country right now is apathy.
People
just sort of throwing in the towel. And, I mean, to a certain extent, Steve, that's what you're saying. Oh, look, is it going to make any difference? No. So all it's going to do is tie up traffic. Come on. These are people on a Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They're going to go up and say, hey, I'm American. I'm standing up for this. This is what I believe, and I want this to happen. I applaud them. I think it's fantastic.
I commend the process. I commend the energy. But couldn't that energy be done somewhere else where something could get accomplished? At the end of the day, what's going to happen? Because of this,
I bet they'll have more support in the form of honks and waves and hellos than they will. Hey, you kook, you crazy, So,
at the end of the day, do you honestly think that hey, there was a rally across the country? Hey, we're going to have a shot at impeaching a president right now. Do you think that's possible?
Well, a member of Congress, a few members of Congress have mentioned this. Obviously, the Benghazi thing has a lot of folks upset. In fact, I saw a poll, and I forget where, but it was over just slightly over 50% that agreed that Benghazi was an impeachable offense. The way that, and you think about that, the way, Americans were just left to hung out to dry. And, of course, I saw the joke the other day. Somebody said Trayvon Martin ought to change his name to Benghazi, and then nobody will pay attention to him anymore. A humorous line, but the point being rather sad that there's not more people, that are engaged in that. Anyway, I think it's normal. You think it's nuts, and we want to know what's on your mind. So you tell us on that one. And, I applaud this truck driver. I think this is great. I'm a lot more worried about apathy than I am somebody taking up a Saturday on an overpass to stand up for something. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another one I'd throw out there before we go to our calls is this was debated during the legislative session, but it took effect yesterday. You now can have the ability to carry a weapon, concealed carry, in a church. Previously, churches were off limits on concealed carry. Is that normal or nuts? What do you think?
I would hope it wouldn't be normal. The right to do it, yes, that is 100% normal. I always go to church on Sunday to recharge my batteries and get a fresh start, and it's where I go hide. It's my sanctuary from what took place in the week and to get ready for another week of trials and tribulations, if you will.
You sound like you're going towards churches that are no place for guns. I'd rather not have to worry about a gun.
I would rather not have guns in church because I would rather that we didn't need to have guns in church. Let's put it that way.
You've got a little wishy-washy on this one here. I'd get more guns, less crime. Every state proves
it. You know what? If everybody wants to carry their gun to church, I am more than happy to carry my gun to church. I will gladly carry my gun to church. The fact that there's ever a scenario there I would have to, that saddens me a little. That's one of my hiding places. That's my sanctuary. That's my...
It's not work. It's nothing
except for me. Time.
We've all read stories about incidents that have happened, and to me, if there's individuals who lawfully carry a weapon, if they're at a Walmart or a Max Hardware or name your spot or a church, I'm glad they're able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Anyway, so some folks going a little kooky about this one. I think it's perfectly normal. 800-228-0550. Let's get to some calls here on the program. Jerry in Grand Forks is first to go and weigh in on who's normal and who's nuts here on these two that we'll start with.
Good morning. At any rate, I'm a little on the upset side about this impeachment because I think it should have already been online. They should have started it a long time ago. Now, I've been hammering on my senator and my representative for a long time. And this goes plumb back to when the original Fast and Furious started in. Now, let's be blunt about it. We've got a communist street organizer that made it into the Senate. And from there, he made it into the presidency. He's loaded up his cabinet with people that were never voted on by the Congress or the Senate, with Maoists, Marxists, Stalinists, Leninists, the whole works. Not a single person in his cabinet is an open market, free thinking American. All they are is nothing but the communists. Now, how could we have a functioning government when we've got somebody that's actually working to bankrupt the country and wreck it? And that's what this is all about. He's taken the country over in every way, shape, or form, and he's just flooded us with legislation, and most of it can't possibly work.
Are you going to the rally?
No, I don't have time. I'm going to be in Montana then. But it's really upsetting to me. We should have had impeachment on the way months ago. The Benghazi thing, I have never seen such a blatant case. The guy was away from his duty post. Now, that's desertion. That's absolute desertion if you're a soldier. Here he is, the chief executive officer. That went on for 8 hours. He backed away, wouldn't have anything to do with it. And the reason why he did it, a lot of us are pretty sure, because he had a lot of arms and weapons going to the Muslims there, and the ambassador was trying to report on that to the Senate and the Congress. So
Jerry, quick question. Jerry, quick question. All the stuff you brought up initially goes back to the first term, goes back to his senatorial days. Shouldn't have our impeachment been the vote of the people?
Now, when you take a look at the vote of the people, let's talk about that. I don't think there was a valid vote made. I think they were counted up by George Soros' computers.
Jerry, appreciate the call. Got to go to the break here. Mike and Minot wants to weigh in on weapons and church. Mike and on the military when we come back on What's On Your Mind Friday.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans: a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomen from Midas Resources, July 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1325.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1373.30, $686.65 for a half ounce, or $343.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1373.30, $686.65, and $343.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It is a Normal or Nuts Friday. Some overcast around the area, maybe some showers popping up this afternoon, mostly to the south. Bismarck, Mandan, 61 this hour, Williston, 60, Dickinson, 61, Minot, 58, and Jamestown, 59 this hour, 63 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, 63, Fargo, 62, Billings, Montana, 60, 61 in Miles City, Montana, Mobridge at 64, and Aberdeen at 57. Normal and that's Friday. We want to know what's on your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email the studio, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to Mike
in Minot. Mike, you're on What's On Your Mind. Take it away, fella.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on the weapons and church thing. I do think it's pretty normal. I mean, self-defense is biblical. In the Bible, in the book of Exodus, chapter 22, specifically verse 2, and you do, just to add some more information, need a class 1 license to be able to carry in church and to be on the books with the police department so they know who you are to be able to do that. You can't just go in there with a class 2, and that's specifically why I'm upgrading my class 2 to a class 1, to be able to get more of my Second Amendment rights back.
And the church needs to know that you're in there as well, just like law enforcement does.
Correct. You need to have permission from the pastor as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, what's nuts is the idea that this previously was not allowed, even with the blessing in this case of, you know, the law is such that, you go, okay, you know, the church organizes it and then goes to law enforcement and says, here's the deal, we've got a program, some other churches have done this. And I think the idea that you're prevented that somehow, okay, well, it's okay to conceal carry there, but not in a church. I mean, just don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't either. That's kind of weird. It's just more government control that's overreaching.
There you go. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina. Mike, what are you doing in South Carolina?
Well, I'm a disabled veteran. I'm 100% disabled from the Marines.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir, and God bless y'all on your show.
Well, thank you.
One thing that's got me a little perplexed is all this gays in the military, don't ask, don't tell type stuff. Problem I have with it is, currently in the military, even back whenever I was in, I should say, there were public showers, okay, through boot camp, even in the regular barracks, there was one main shower, and there was no stalls, no nothing like that. I don't know if it's changed in the years since I've been gone or out, but that would worry me a little bit, knowing that, you know, the guy that's over there checking me out isn't checking me out to see if I'm clean. Plus, if they're going to have gays in the military, the gay men, of course, you've got two different sets of them. I mean, you have ones that are attracted to the effeminate, I guess you'd say, men, and then you have the effeminate that are attracted to the more burly, I guess, men. How are they going to house them? You have barracks for men and you have barracks for females. Okay, if they're going to mix the males and the females, which they've been against for a while now, in the same barracks, which you're going to have a lot of fraternization and a lot of things that don't need to be going on regardless, okay, are they going to have separate barracks for the gay females and the separate barracks for the gay men?
I'm going to vote, though, that we get Mike on a panel at the Pentagon to figure all of this out because, you know, the political correctness of all this about makes me physically ill, but appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you very much. Going to keep rolling. Lots of calls today on a normal or nuts Friday. Jay out there in the Bakken. We're in the Bakken, are you, Jay? You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, I'm from Seattle, but I'm in the Bakken right now driving. The question, the comment I have is that this whole impeach Obama thing, I mean, I like the idea of it, and you know, I'd like to see him out of office, but the problem is two problems. Number one, you get him out of office, then you've got Biden in office, and he was pretty smart to set it up that way. Second of all, a president has to be convicted of high crimes and misdemeanors for you to impeach him. And there's no votes in the Senate for that. So, I mean, the Democrats certainly, who are in the majority, are certainly not going to vote to impeach Obama. So I'm wondering why is this such a growing movement when we don't have the votes? It's just a ridiculous thing to try to waste our energy on. So that's my comment, brother.
Would you like us to round up the truck driver from Bismarck and ask him those questions? He's the guy that's organized this event.
Are you saying would you like to round up a truck driver for what? What question?
Well, we'll ask him your questions. I mean, the guy that's organizing this, 47-year-old truck driver from Bismarck.
Yeah, I'd like an answer from that guy how he expects to impeach Obama when we don't have the votes in the Senate for it. I mean, how are you going to do it? It's ridiculous. And do you really want Joe Biden in there? I mean, you telling everyone just arm yourself with a shotgun, that's good enough? But I'm not shotgun Biden. I'm not ready for that. You know, let's just ride it out. I mean, let's just...
So you're kind of in my camp.
Yeah, I am in your camp on this one, brother. I mean, just what is the purpose? And I want somebody to answer who's for this movement. And, you know, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people that are low-information voters on both sides, Democrat and Republican, and there are people on the Republican side, the conservative side, that simply don't understand that what it takes to impeach a president. I mean, he wouldn't even get this done before his term was up. I mean, it's not going to happen. The Democrats would stall and stall and stall. And all this would do is take away the focus on actual things that we need to focus on. I hate to sound like that, like I'm some kind of a liberal, but that's not it's the truth. That would be nothing. That would be all Republicans would be focusing on, and the Democrats and so forth. And I'll tell you what, nothing else would get done. And one scandal after another would happen and be swept under the rug then because nobody's paying attention. They're paying attention to the impeachment hearing.
Focus energy on someplace that it can actually do some good. Thanks for the phone call. Dave in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just calling up as a follow-up to the gentleman that called from, I think it was South Carolina, about the gays in the military and the separate sleeping quarters and the showers. And you know, I'm struggling with that more on a local level here with Boy Scouts, allowing openly gay scouts to join the membership, and really struggling with what are their policies on how we're going to get these boys in tents and what are the shower situations going to be. Are we going to do things like, okay, if you're gay, go ahead and shower at 11 o'clock to noon, and non-heterosexual gays or scouts, go ahead and shower from 9 to 10. I mean, we do that with the young gals who have been able to join the varsity scouts. We have separate tenting and separate camping areas and shower times, and we've made accommodations, but I haven't heard yet what's going to happen on January 1st when the Boy Scouts go ahead and start to have openly gay scouts. I'm sure there's gay scouts already in scouts, but now openly gay, we're going to have to deal with that, because once we have a known issue, we have a responsibility to deal with that as leaders in the troop right here in Bismarck, North Dakota. What are we going to do? Don't hear a word from the scouting organization on that.
Have you asked those questions of the scouting organizations?
Yes, with blank stares, and we'll have to just trust the organization, and they'll figure it out. I mean, I'm not willing to trust the organization. I'm the one they're going to point to and say, "What did you knew about this? Didn't you do something about it?"
I don't know if they know yet.
One thing I've been amazed at, a lot of the reporting on it has suggested that the Northern Lights Boy Scout Council that governs the Boy Scouts in this part of the world has really had very little objection to that national policy change. That surprised me, and I'm glad to hear, Dave, at least you're pushing the envelope a little bit to challenge it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bob in Twin Valley, when we come back, next to go, wants to weigh in on the question of guns and church and the new law. Normal or Nuts Friday. We'll continue.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312. Or online at gtmwt.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon, Friday edition of the program. We have all the normal or nuts topics we rounded up for the Friday edition of the program on our Facebook page, and a lot of you are weighing in on all of those. We've started with a couple of them regarding this rally that is planned for Bismarck tomorrow. The last caller said, hey, I want to talk to this guy because I think it's crazy, waste of time. So we're going to track down this 47-year-old truck driver from Bismarck who's going to spend his Saturday 8-8 rounding up 100 of his best friends and getting a impeachment overpass rally going tomorrow. And pose some of those questions from the listener on his
behalf. What did that overpass ever do to you?
Let's go to Bob in Twin Valley, Minnesota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I'm on the road, but I wanted to comment real quick on the impeachment thing. If you had two ball teams and one knew that they were going to lose, should they just quit and lay down their bats, or should they just try and prove what they're made of? You know, just because we won't win in the Senate on the impeachment doesn't mean there isn't a purpose involved in carrying out the process as far as we can. So there's a lot to be gained by doing that.
Bob, yep. By the way, thank you for swinging this back in my favor here. Now we have a 2-1 swing back to my side here, so you've accomplished. I think the greatest plague, in all seriousness, the thing that is the biggest threat to the United States of America is apathy. Is people just sort of, you know, like robots going along, whatever, don't do any good anyway, doesn't matter. I mean, and I don't honestly, as much as I dislike this president and his policies, I don't any longer in the second term focus my attention on him. To me, the worry is the folks that went in there and said, yeah, he's not run or done anything, but I'm going to vote for him. Without, you know, so in other words, we're the problem. The fact that a majority of people have twice elected someone with that thin of a resume, we're getting what we deserve now. So I'd rather focus my attention on just, you know, the issues and getting people to engage in a discussion about how we got to this place. And quite honestly, events like Saturday do that. So I'm with you. I think it's a great idea. But Steve thinks
all right, I think you're absolutely right about the apathy part. And just one quick comment on the, on the guns in churches. Steve, you said that, it's a sanctuary. And I couldn't help but think about the womb and how the little baby in there is in its sanctuary, and we violated that place. I think there's a big correlation there that needs to be looked at and more understanding of how holy a place it is and that we need to respect that just as we would a church. Now, hang up and listen.
Fair point, Bob. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. Mark, what's on your mind?
Obama certainly needs to be impeached, and that would be the least, in my opinion, that he deserves. But it would be used to further divide and conquer the people. We should focus on the evidence that demonstrates treason on behalf of both party leaders. And I would refer to the fact that oil from Iraq is going to communist China, and Peter O'Malley from one of the largest banks in the world, HSBC, was on CNBC and said that in Afghanistan, there's $1 trillion worth of mineral reserves. And as we speak, Chinese companies owned by the Communist Party of China are now mining, quote-unquote, lithium in Saudi Arabia, which, of course, will go to promote the manufacturing in China. So our troops and our blood and treasure are being used to subsidize the communist economic model. Treason, black and white, no doubt about it. Let's push for treason for bipartisan leaders who've implemented trade policies that moved our manufacturing base to communist China. Now they're subsidizing it.
What is the penalty for treason?
Well, let's
impeachment. I'm not so minding Mark's making the case there. I mean, okay, but I mean, it's certainly also impeachment. Appreciate the call, Mark. Got to keep rolling here. Full bank of calls. Mike in Tioga, what's on your mind today? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I want to talk about the impeachment too. I agree that Obama should be impeached because he has committed high crimes. But the most dangerous man in Washington, in my opinion, is Eric Holder, and we have him on videotape committing perjury. Without Eric Holder, Obama couldn't do 90% of what he's doing, because then it would have somebody that would investigate the crimes that he has committed. So I think Eric Holder should be our concentration on to be impeached and be replaced with somebody that will actually enforce the laws.
Do you think the rally's a good idea? We have a debate here about whether it's a normal or nuts idea for a Saturday. What do you think on the rally tomorrow in Bismarck?
I think it's a good idea. You can't. My father used to tell me all the time that how do you keep an honest man honest? You hold him accountable.
And is that the way to do it?
Yeah, I do. Yep. You gotta bring attention to what he's done before you go in there.
I see a lot of these problems and a lot of the complaints people have about this going back to prior to this election. Shouldn't that have been the accountability during the election process?
I'm not positive that the election was completely above board. I have a lot of doubts about that. And then on the other hand, it's awfully hard to beat Santa Claus. So
you're also saying that election process in the United States could be flawed, just like the hanging Chad incident in Florida with President Bush.
I think there's a lot of fraud. I think that if you go back and look, there's districts in some of the cities where Romney didn't get a single vote. 100% went to Obama. And statistically, that's almost impossible.
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Ken and Bismarck, let's go to you next. We want to know what's on your mind.
Yeah, I think the oil companies are bringing OSHA in here, and by doing that, they're also bringing Obama into the state, which I'm sure that will make him happy. And they're just going too fast, and lots of people are getting killed. There's 166 people killed in North Dakota of accidents here. And it's going to affect other companies, too. So I thought I'd bring that up. And that's it. Thanks.
Ken wants to have his point. We're going to call that a drive-by, Steve.
Right? That's a drive-by?
Yeah.
Ken, where are we at on the normal or nuts list?
We got four normal on the...
One nuts? And,
yeah, one nuts. So I'm winning this debate. Thank you very much. Rally time. Load up the rally. Rob and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi.
Hi, Lowell.
A couple of quick things. Number one, I think that every issue in the United States right now can come back to lack of or the personal responsibility issue. Second of all, you were talking about apathy earlier. If you look up ignorant, stupid, and dumb, they're all basically the same definitions. Dumb to me is somebody just doesn't have the ability, okay? Ignorance is you don't know it and you can learn it, of course. And stupid is a choice. It's apathy and ignorance. You don't know the subject and you don't care to know the subject. So you remain to choose to be stupid. Take care, guys.
That's a great point. I've always broke it down into there's a difference between dumb and stupid, and self-imposed stupidity is different than just being ignorant, and there is a big difference. Let's go to Harvey in Mott. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm in favor of that rally. I think it's time to do it. Sure, nothing might come out of it, but at least people stand up and start showing what they believe in. we're always letting the leftists do it, whatever they stand up for and make a big rack and they get by. It's about the time that people on the other side do the same thing. So I'm definitely in favor of it.
Turning into a landslide here, Harvey. I really appreciate your piling on, Steve, for me. Thank you very much.
It's not a question of piling on. I commend the use of free speech and going out there and the being proactive, because you're right, Scott. You're 100% right. We've got an apathy in this country that is eroding the process, and I think that's the biggest danger in all this, is the apathy that's involved with the political process. That's the biggest issue I think we have in this country. But when you're in a position, you need to pick your battles a little bit better. If you can do something that affects change and will have a positive outcome and move the process along, I think you should look at that maybe more than something that, hey, we made a big splash, but yeah, nothing's going to become of it. But we look good doing it.
It's a Normal or Nuts Friday. Your comments, questions, welcome on any and all topics today. 855-200. I'm sorry, wrong number. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258.
Feel free to call Scott at home at that number.
Exactly right. We are trying to track down the Bismarck truck driver that's organizing the rally and pose the question the earlier caller asked for him. So we'll do that as well coming up.
You know, the other one, going back to the church thing, and you know, the previous caller, and I look at it as a sanctuary to me, and it's sad that I would ever be in a position where I would have to or was thankful that I carried a gun into church. That's what saddens me more than anything. But the fact that it was on the books, it was a law that a church could not decide whether or not they wanted to allow a concealed carry into a church is no different than any other business, because a church actually on paper is a business. And whether it's a grocery store, convenience store, or a church that wants to allow or not allow, that's their right as a business, and the business owner, that should be their decision. Having an entity like a church that didn't have that choice, that was wrong, and I'm glad they fixed that.
Now, Steve and I have been in kind of opposite issues on the church, restriction being lifted on guns, on the concealed carry that took effect yesterday, new North Dakota law, and also on the usefulness of a rally towards impeachment that'll happen tomorrow in Bismarck. Let's see if maybe we can find one where we agree. Have you seen the debate over the New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees? He goes into some restaurant and picks up takeout for like $75 to feed obviously friends and family, and evidently threw the person that handed him the bag $3. And shortly after, he ends up all over social media as being, labeled a tightwad, a cheapskate. I think it's completely nuts that he gave $3 to someone for handing him a bag of food. I mean, tipping on takeout, that is nuts. Agree?
Absolutely not. That is insane. Raise your hand if you tip on takeout. There's probably a few people out there. I consider myself a really good tipper because I've worked on the service industry side, and I've bartended, and I've worked in bars and restaurants, and you live on the tips, you really do. But I'm tipping for the service that was provided. Do I need another Diet Coke? Am I waiting for my food? No. On the takeout side, who do you tip? Do you tip the person that took your money, or should that tip go to the cook?
Now, here's the deal. This is a big deal because he's, a quarterback worth lots of money, and people think he's just throwing it around. I think that's crazy. Todd in the oil patch, Larry in Fargo, Fred in Wing. When we come back, and we're tracking down the truck driver who's planning this rally, too. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what. This company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping through the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes, and without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray, and are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
All right, Steve, we found him.
We got him?
We got him. Yep. Joel Tesver, truck driver from Bismarck, organizer of this overpass for impeachment rally that's part of a national effort, is on our newsmaker line right now. We had some questions from listeners, and so we wanted to get them. There's others that would like to ask a few questions. Hang on, we'll get to you. Joel, how are you?
I'm great, man. It's a good day to be young and good-looking. Oh, well, young anyway.
We wouldn't know about that, but yeah, all right.
Young or good-looking.
Why?
And you misidentified me. I am not a truck driver. I am a freight and commodity relocation engineer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I relied on a Forum News Service story today.
They so you're a logistics specialist then?
Yes. or a steering wheel holder, whichever you prefer.
Joel, the question, why?
Fed up. I am absolutely fed up with our political, our government right now. I mean, we keep getting more and more and more laws and restrictions and garbage passed. And the main reason I feel is we have a man who couldn't pass a background check for the FBI, CIA, NSA, TSA, whatever, with his finger on our nuclear button. And I don't believe that Barack Obama is a natural-born U.S. citizen. I've seen the evidence. And that would make him an illegal president. And not not so much impeach him as remove him from office.
A couple of people have raised questions we want to give you a chance to answer. One of them said, hey, if you did this, Joe Biden would be president. And second of all, you have to convict him of high crimes and misdemeanors, and there aren't the votes to do it, so it's a waste of time. What do you say to that?
Well, it's, you know, they can say it's a waste of time, but, you know, if we don't try, then we're not Americans. We don't believe in our country if we don't even try. I don't believe that if his presidency was found to be illegal, that it would be legal to put Joe Biden in.
Isn't that what the election was for, Joe?
I'm sorry, you broke up?
Isn't that what the election was for?
Well, they can say that was a fair and true election and everything, but I want to know how 138% of people, of registered voters in a district, can show up and vote. And in some of those districts, I don't know. And it seemed to only happen in the swing states.
By the way, I think the idea of a rally is a great sign. You know, in other words, if people have rallies for all kinds of things. We've had the gun grabbers here doing rallies of late and sparsely attended events, and you know, they get all kinds of coverage. So I'm glad that there's a pulse. I'm glad to see it. And so far, most folks agree with me that it's a good sign. Todd out in the oil patch had a question for you, Joel, on this topic. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, good morning. I guess I don't have just one question. I just want to my sentiments are ditto on everything that everybody's talking about this morning. I can't agree more. I'm with you guys 100%. And we're all hardworking people out here in this area of the country, and we end up kind of being some ostriches once in a while, stuck in the sand because we're so busy working. And one day we wake up and some of these rights have been taken away, and we wonder how that happened. And so I too myself have to pull my head back out, but I can't agree more. I'm right there with him. As I was just thinking before I got on, I don't believe that he's a natural born citizen. This is just a big farce, this whole cabinet and he himself. And so I can't say enough about it, but I'm right there with you. I'm glad somebody stepped to the plate. Thank you.
Are you going to come down and join us, Todd?
I was off out of the truck at the time. Well, where's this at?
This is going to be on the State Street overpass. It's Highway 83, right here on I-94 in Bismarck. Our rally point tomorrow morning is at the mall parking lot, just a block away.
Okay, yeah, there's a good chance. I live an hour away from there. I'm born and raised up there in McCluskey, North Dakota, and I'm out here in the patch, and I'm finishing up on my days on and heading home tonight. So, absolutely, I'm going to make an effort to get down there, you bet.
Well, bring a carload. Now, we can't hang anything off the overpass. We can only carry signs. We cannot attach anything to the bridge whatsoever. And please, I want to say to everybody, don't bring your guns. Some people have called me. They want to make this a Second Amendment thing. That's not what this is about. I think
no.
We lose all credibility if we start bringing guns and open carry. I know it's our right and everything, but this isn't the time or place for it, please.
I agree with that, Ed. And to the guys on the channel, you're the first thing I turn on in the morning, the last thing I shut off at night. Thank you so much for your work.
Well, thanks for listening, Todd. Thanks for the phone call. Quickly, what do people expect to see there? I'm going to swing by just because I'm curious to see what's going to be going on tomorrow. What do people expect to see that show up or that just drive by tomorrow?
Well, we're going to be carrying flags. We're going to be carrying signs. Honk if you want Obama removed from office. You know, and it's just going to be real social, you know. I'm sure a lot of friendships are going to get made tomorrow. A lot of patriots are going to come together and show that they care. I mean, that's the main thing is I care about my country. I want it back. I am tired of having these laws forced down our throat like Obamacare. Nobody wants it, you know, but it's getting crammed down our throats and enough is enough.
Joel Tisber, not a truck driver, but what are you again? Logistics engineer?
Freight commodity relocation engineer.
There you go. I'm going to remember that. And it's 8 to 8 tomorrow on the 83 and I-94 overpass in Bismarck. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate you joining us.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.